Hi everyone. I have put together some general feedback for everyone to listen to. These are areas that I want to call special attention to in everybody's course. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about the formula for the design of your learning activities, which I did talk about or touch on a little bit in one of your earlier assignments. So we're going to talk a little bit about the formula. We're going to talk a little bit about giving students options to make their learning visible to you. We're going to talk about titling things. How you title things is very important. And then we're going to talk a little bit about discussion, and then also the class community area. And then you will each get some individual feedback on your learning activities.
Framework that I recommend that you use is to think about your course learning objectives, to break those down into learning module objectives, to design activities that target specifically those learning module activities, and then to come up with mechanisms to assess, evaluate, and provide feedback to the student on each and every one of the learning activities that you design for the students. So, that said, so just make sure that you verify that everything that you're having them do, including reading or viewing videos or, you know, whatever you might be having them do, that there is some companion piece to the assessment, evaluation, and or feedback. Wherever you can, give the students the opportunity for some choice in how they present the assignment to you. So I notice that you are asking them for a lot of written assignment type responses. And I want you to give you permission, and I want you to give your students freedom to be creative and innovative in how they respond to a particular assignment. So, you know, give them some choices and give them some options in how they respond, so that they're not just relegated to writing a paragraph or two or three or four pages. You know, why not see and let the students express their creativity in how they demonstrate to you their learning and how they make their learning visible to you. Now, obviously, you want to give them some parameters, and there may be some students who are not going to feel comfortable just having it be open that way. So you could give them a choice, you know, do the four-page paper, or do the two or three paragraphs, or, record a video or create a podcast or use Glogster to put together a collage or, you know, some other tool to put together some sort of animation or write a poem or write a song. I mean, or, you know, something. Give them the freedom to explore their own interests while they are demonstrating to you their learning, and so it's a suggestion for you. I don't know from what you have here what the titles of those documents are going to be, and so I just want to point that out to you, and to make sure that you think about that. You know, you're going to have to title your discussions, and you're going to have to title your assignments, and I want to make sure that you're not just going to call it discussion, and you're not just going to call it like assignment one, that you're going to give them a meaningful contextual title that will give the students some advanced organizing information about the nature of that particular assignment. So I just want to make sure that you think that through as you begin to build those into your course shell. Writing a discussion question is probably the hardest part of the job in designing an online course, because it needs to be something that will engage the students, that will foster, that will authentically create an environment in which authentic interaction and discussion occurs. And so the question that you ask is vital, is really important. And you don't, what you don't want is it to be a yes or no question or an answer that is so personally specific that it's really ends up being more of like a little essay or a little written assignment. You really want to make sure that the students are being asked to synthesize the concepts that you're talking about in the course, articulate those in some way that then leads to further exploration by other students, further questioning, application or articulation by other students. So I want you to think about your discussion questions and make sure that you are making them as, with a little bit of provocativeness in them, with a little bit of maybe controversy in them, with open-endedness in them, with something that is open enough that it invites the students to dig into the content or the concepts or the theories or the research and asks them to, digest that, to assimilate that, apply it to their own experiences, and come back to the course and present that information, and then in a way that then invites further discussion. So you have to design that, and it's not going to happen automatically. It's not going to happen without some significant thought in the design of the question, in the instructions for the question, and in the way that you evaluate the question. So the rubrics will be also very important. The thing that's missing is your class community area. So you want to have a place where I would call it a module, because that's how you have to, that's what the mechanism that you have in the course management system. So I would call it something cool, but it's essentially your class community area. And it's where you would put your bulletin board for announcements. It's where you would put maybe a place for resources and links, possibly. It's where you might put a study hall so that the students could go in and network and interact with each other, or it might be, a tutoring place where the students could go in and help each other work out some problems. You could put a suggestion box in there. And in fact, the descriptive feedback could also go in there and be activated at the end of the semester. So let me talk a little bit about the survey. It's not a course evaluation. It's not an instructor evaluation. It's not something that your administration would ever see. It's really a way for you to solicit constructive feedback from the students that you will then use to review, revise, and improve your course. So it's not... it's not really, like an open-ended question like, what did you like about the course, or what didn't you like about the course, or did you like the course, or, sort of vague questions like that. It's very specific. It's called descriptive feedback, and it's really asking very pointed and specific questions so that you get, as useful information as possible. You have the potential to get as much useful information from the students as possible regarding specific aspects of your course. So go to the course manual, our course manual, and look up descriptive feedback or culminating activity in there. I have a model for you to work from. You can either adapt it or adopt it. It asks like 8 or 10 questions, specific questions, and they're generic enough that they could be used by anyone. And then when you are coming back to review and prepare for the next semester, the next time you teach the course, you'll have the students, they will have provided you with some information from their perspective about their experience in your course, and you can review that feedback and decide whether or not it's something that you want to think about in terms of making revisions and improvements to your course. Obviously, you need to sort of filter and calibrate what the students are saying with your own experience and with your own ideas about what worked and what needs improvement. And obviously, kind of filter through what the students are giving you. Capturing that information from a class at the end of a semester, the end of a delivery of a course is very important. That can really add, an additional dimension and perspective to your the review of your course and the preparation of it for the next time.